Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. You're welcome to today's Bible study class. And we're going straight to Luke chapter 8. My prayer this morning is that the Lord Almighty will give us understanding. The Word of God will bring light to us this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. From verse 8, chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 3. We see that there were some women who were ministering to Jesus. I mean, they were ministering to the needs of Jesus Christ, you know. And the very simple lesson I want us to pick from the first three verses is the fact that if God has called you to do anything, He will definitely make provisions for you. He will give you everything that you need for that ministry. I've told you my story before. Out that we started the troops ministries, and it looks like things were not really working for us. And I fought, in quotes now, I fought with God. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't have money to run this vision. Who am I forcing it? I mean, I didn't send myself. So if there is no provision for it, then let me just quit. So I stopped, you know, the ministry stopped for 2 years. Yeah, we're not doing anything. Then I used to distribute devotionals to different schools for free. I stopped it completely. I was not ready to continue the vision. I wanted the vision dead for 2 years. But I kept praying. I kept trusting God. Then lo and behold, God made provision for the vision. Today, to the glory of God, God has been amazing. God has been faithful. And the encouragement I'm bringing to you this morning is, if God has called you to do anything, please stay with that calling. He will definitely make provisions for you. Do you know even people like Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, they were one of those that were helping Jesus Christ. So it is not wrong to say God will raise kings and queens for you. At the end of the day, you begin to see that mighty people, people that are so rich, they begin to fund that vision that God has put in your heart. So whatever vision God has given to you, be confident in God, knowing that He will definitely make provisions for that vision. May God help us in Jesus' name. Then we have a very long, you know, we have a very long verses of the parable of the sower from verse 4 down to verse 15. Verse 4 to verse 15. And so very simple lesson. We are very familiar with the parable of the sower. So a man was about to sow, and then as he was going, some seed fell on the wayside, some on thorns, some on the good ground, you know. And one major lesson I want us to pick from this is that, you know, I've said this before. If you want to listen to the explanation of the parable of the sower, I would encourage you to go back to our, you know, teaching through the book of Matthew. I explained the parable of the sower. I just want to pick one or two things that we can learn today. And the first thing is the fact that, you know, our heart is actually this ground. This ground represents our heart, how we receive God's word. You know, and I like to say that whenever you hear God's word, you know, as you are hearing, be praying. This is what I do. Whenever you are hearing God's word, pray alongside. Just pray and ask God, the Lord, as I'm hearing, don't be too excited and you're jumping up, you're shouting. Don't shout away what you're hearing. Instead of that, pray those things inside. Pray them inside. Pray them into your spirit. Don't just hear those words and begin to jump and say, whoa, glory, yay, you know. And at the end of the day before, at the end of the, by the end of the service, everything you heard is out of your mind. So try to, as much as possible, as you're hearing God's word, be praying those words into your heart. Declare those words into your heart. And that is the way, you know, to receive God's word. And even the good ground, the Bible says some was, you know, some of the seed germinated in 30s, some in 60s, and some in 100. But I believe that the end goal of every believer is to produce in 100. We have to come to perfection. And we will keep pushing every day, a little here, a little there, till we become like Jesus Christ. But don't relent. Don't move from 30 to 20, and then you go to 40, and then you come back to 10. This is not the will of God for us. The will of God for us is to grow every day. And it's simple. You cannot be doing 10 minutes devotional when you gave your life to Christ. And today you are doing 30 minutes devotional. And then tomorrow you go back to 5 minutes. That is not growth. Growth is a little here, a little there. A little here, a little there means you are 10 today. Next tomorrow you are 30. And then you're 1 hour. And then before you know it, you are fasting for 1 week. And then you are fasting for 3 months. Rather than you, when you first gave your life to Christ, you were doing so well. And then all of a sudden, you're back to where you used to be, or even worse than you started. That is not the intention of God for us. So if you are moving from 30, it is because you are going straight to 60. If you are moving from 60, it is because you are going to 100. This is God's intention for us, that the word of God will grow so much in our hearts that we will not be going back and forth. You're not lukewarm. You're not hot today, tomorrow you're cold. You know, you need to trust God to keep progressing in your walk with God. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So the next lesson, verse 16 down to verse 18, we are God's light. And you cannot say you are light and you are keeping your light. You are hiding yourself in your class, in your different classes. You're afraid. You don't want people to know that you're a child of God. That's not the intention of God for you as light. There is no way you will hide light. It is not possible. When it is daybreak, darkness will have to displace. So everywhere you go, you have to, you know, that light of God that you have, you have to let people see it. Yeah, stop being scared. You know one thing that dropped in my spirit yesterday that I want to do? I don't know if you want to do it, it will be massive. In fact, if you want to do this, if you can just reach out, if you have my private contact, if you want to reach out to me, it would be amazing. I would love to support that vision. You know, it just dawned on me that I'm going to do for the next maybe 6 months or one year of my life. I want to start wearing t-shirts that would preach Jesus Christ. So I can just wear a t-shirt and say, do you want to talk to me if you want to give your life to Jesus? Maybe that's too much. Then I'll wear another one. I am the light of the world. Then I'll wear another t-shirt and say, okay, Jesus saves. Then I can wear another t-shirt to say, don't continue your life like this. Give your life to Jesus. So that way, I am sharing the gospel of Jesus. That way, I am, you know, bringing out that light that I am. You cannot hide your faith. You should not even be hiding your faith, you know. And I've said it one time ago, that you can also use your status. You can use one of your social media accounts. Everything you have, use it to announce Jesus. Why? Because you are light. So every time you find yourself in the midst of darkness, light cannot become darkness. It is not possible. The only way light becomes darkness is for you to cover that light, you know. But let your light so shine before men that it will not even be covered, so that whenever you enter darkness, darkness will not be able to comprehend. Darkness will displace, you know. And this is how we should live our lives as believers. May God help us in Jesus' name. And then we see one statement of Jesus that I have preached many times in my life. Verse 21, Jesus says to them, my brothers and my mothers, at this we hear the word of God and do it. I've said it many times. I am your brother. The day you give your life to Christ, every single believer from that moment, they are your brothers and your sister. So the way you would treat your biological brother, treat your spiritual brothers and sisters even better. Why? Because they have much more importance in God than even your biological brothers that are not born again. Yes, I will repeat that. Your brothers and sisters in the faith are of greater importance to God than your biological brothers and sisters that are not born again. Yes, you know, you need to accept that. And that's because God, in fact, the most important relationship you can have is the one you have with the brothers and sisters in the faith. So please, everyone you see that are believers, please treat them the way you would treat your own blood. You know, because actually, you share the same faith. Jesus is our elder brother. God is our Father. May God help us in Jesus' name. And then we see how that the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus Christ. All Jesus Christ did was simply to rebuke the wind. He arose and rebuked the wind. So whatever it is that is acting as a storm in your life, you are going through storm. Stop romancing storms. Storms are not supposed to be romanced. They are supposed to be rebuked. Rise up. Don't forget, rise up. You don't rebuke and you are sitting down looking, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Rise up and rebuke that storm. And that storm will come. Only if you have faith. Rise up, you rebuke that storm would stop. I am a living testimony. So if you do that and you have faith in your heart, you believe God for it, that storm will be calm. May God help us in Jesus' name. The same thing with the demon-possessed man. You know, Jesus Christ told him, leave. It was just a simple instruction. And then that demon left. So it is, you know, some of these things that we do. Oh, get out, get out, get out. You say it 200 times. All you need is authority. The moment you say leave, that demon would leave. Do you know one of the things that God has given to us? He says, in my name, you will cast out demons. That is how powerful the name of Jesus is. That's the biggest instrument of every believer, the name of Jesus. So don't just have that name and be using it shabbily. That name is a mighty weapon in your hands. Use it every single time you find yourself in a place of confusion. Use the name of Jesus. And finally, Jesus was about to go and heal, you know, a particular girl. And then along the way, the woman with the issue of blood saw Jesus Christ, touched Jesus, and she got her own healing. And it's as simple as that. With your own faith, you are not even the subject. You are not the person that wants to be healed. But then along the line, because you have faith, you can get your own miracle. You know, every time we go to church, it is not everyone that would be able to touch Jesus. Some people are in the church, they are distracted, thinking about something else. But if you have faith, you can connect your faith with this, with the grace of God upon the man of God God is using at that moment. And then you can tap your own miracle. So this woman has been struggling for several years. She has used up everything. She was almost used up, done, forgotten. She had spent almost everything she had. But then she saw Jesus. She had that faith, touched Jesus Christ, and she got her healing. And finally, we see the raising of the dead. Lots of miracles that Jesus Christ did here. And that tells me that if Jesus can do all of those things, then he can do the same thing in my life. These were impossible situations. And if Jesus could do all of those things, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he can do all of those things, he can do the same thing now. What God cannot do does not exist. So what is that impossible situation in your life? Can you just commit that impossible situation into the hand of God? You had an F, and then normally you are not supposed to. If you had an F in class, that's the end. Just wait till the next semester to go and do it. It looks like an impossible situation. I want you to tender those impossible situations to God this morning. If God could heal, if Jesus Christ could heal that woman with the issue of blood, she had faith. If Jesus Christ could command the wind and the waves and they obeyed Jesus, if Jesus Christ could heal the demon-possessed man, if Jesus Christ could raise the dead, just all of this in a single chapter, then he can do even more for you. So I wanted to just ask God and say, Father, that impossible situation in my life, Lord, make it possible today in the name of Jesus. I declare every storm cease over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. And anything that is dead around me, anything that is supposed to be alive but is dead, in the name of Jesus, receive life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining today's podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.